Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Marks Corps' Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. And last week, the CEO at Anthropic, which is a tech company and into artificial intelligence, he sort of made everybody a little more nervous than they probably already were when he said that up to 50% of white-collar jobs could be lower-level, entry-level white-collar jobs could be completely eliminated, and it could happen within the next year to 5 years. There was also a report that when there was an attempt to change an existing AI model, that the model threatened an engineer and threatened to reveal his affair.
Blackmailed him,
which is just totally twisted. To discuss this with us in the future of artificial intelligence, we have an AI expert and founder of Topalo Media, which is an app development company. Boone Chu is with us on KMOX. Good to talk to you. How are you, Boone?
Good. Good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So how nervous should we be about that, about what the Anthropic CEO said in terms of job loss?
I don't think we need to be very nervous. I think the right sort of approach to this would be to sort of look at it from an open arm, because if you don't use the nervous energy to deal with this, then you're more open-minded to experiment what's possible. I think the important thing is to really try that out and use it and understand the sort of shortcoming and the positive side of things to be able to evaluate the tool or the technology, right? But I think there's really no need to be nervous, because whether you're nervous or not, it's going to happen.
Well, I guess that's the issue, is that it's bound to happen. So when you say it's going to happen, what is it? What is it exactly?
When I say it's going to happen, here's the thing, right? No one can obviously pinpoint 100% how things are going to change and to what extent and at what sort of speed, because the speed part is exponential and it's very hard for a human to really understand what exponential speed actually means. But when I say it's going to happen, I mean that the nature of the things that you do right now is going to change. You really want to think of AI as not just a tool, but as almost like a digital species, if you will. So it's almost like you have, all the people that are there helping you right now with your radio show, you literally can use this digital species to help you run part of it, if not all of it. So the nature of what you do now will change. The way you do internally, how you prepare content, ideas, you know, topics to discuss, those things can be helped with it by AI. But even the format of how you deliver your content to your audience can change as well. Meaning that, you know, at some point you might be able to clone a version of yourself that act and behave like you to help you deliver the content or the radio show. What does that mean? That means that potentially your radio show can now be not time bound, meaning that you can probably have a 24/7 radio show that happen, but you're able to scale that because you have AI to do that for you. So again, use it with open arm, because that's going to change the way you deliver what you're delivering today as well.
All right. I need to buy my cabin in the woods now,
I guess. So why? it's interesting. Boone, it's interesting technology, but why is that good?
It's good because I think a lot of times, if you think about, I'm not saying this for every single job out there, but I would say that at the end of the day, if you think about life in general, you really want to, you know, like the way I think about it is about raising consciousness and awareness, right? Like this is how you live a fulfilled life, is that you're able to spend time to really raise things and not just focus, not just, you know, spend a majority of your time doing things to, you know, sort of get money to do other things that you want to do. So with AI, you're able to accelerate that. So if you're able to use AI correctly, that means you're able to reach, you're able to capture value and deliver value quicker and faster and at a larger scale. So what does that mean? That means you're freed up and you have now more time to spend with your family, to work on yourself, to work on your fitness, your health and all of that. So it's good in that sense, meaning that if you're able to leverage AI in the correct manner, not only are you able to invent new ways of delivering value, you're able to free yourself up to do things that is good for you from, you know, from spiritually and from financial standpoint.
But you'd have to be able to monetize it. Otherwise, it's doing your job and you don't get the money. So you have to make sure that you are still getting, somehow bringing in income.
Yes. So if you think about it right now, I mean, part of your cost of running the operations, like your radio show, requires a human, which is expensive. But when you use AI, the cost is cheap, right? I mean, we know that replicating software is very cheap. Now we're talking about replicating human, right? Human intelligence. So being able to replicate intelligence at a really low cost mm-hmm. means that you're able to achieve much higher financial gains because the cost of replicating that's much easier. Right now, if you have to leave your job today for whatever family reason and you have to hire someone to replace you, it's very, very difficult to find someone like you to replace you. But if you're able to use AI to do that, then you can scale yourself up without having to spend a ton of money for that. So that means that you're going to start seeing trends of people, one or two, you know, like small operation that can do a ton, like really, really big scale things, right? So having billion-dollar company that is founded by one or two people will be a reality. People probably even like 6, 10, 8-year-old, you know, like kids, being able to like create huge enterprise, it's going to come up like this kind of stuff that we have never seen before. It's going to happen.
So that, I mean, that's great and all. And it sounds like, oh, cool. I can go on vacation, but I could still be in two places at once. That's great for me.
Yeah.
But what prevents the company from saying, well, if we could just duplicate you, then why do we need you? Or if you have one of these entry level jobs that AI can handle without a human, then what about those people? Because they can't, then they can't monetize that. So what happens if those jobs are just completely gone and it is up to 50% of all white collar entry level jobs that are completely eliminated? That's a big problem.
Yeah, it is. So if you use mobile app phone as an analogy, we have a lot of jobs that got created when phone, you know, smartphone came into existence, right? So you have iOS developer, Android developer. So you have a new category of sort of new jobs that got created because of, you know, the mobile phone, you know, revolution. When it comes to AI, it's even more so because now you have actually a technology that's not just a medium to carry information or transfer information. It's not just AI is not just a distribution mechanism. It's actually sort of a replica of human intelligence, if you will. So with that, what that means is that some people who get replaced, they might find themselves, like, it might be very difficult for them to upskill themselves. But if they are able to leverage AI correctly, I think this is the way I see it, because I was recently talking to someone who helped inmates transition back into the real world. And I told him, I said that this is the best time to become a prisoner, because there's no better way to transition back in the real world than ever before, because you have AI to help them do that. Right now, they're using human to help them transition. So I think, again, you really want to see AI not as a tool, but almost as a digital version of human intelligence, if you will. So that means that you are able to really mobilize that sort of quote-unquote digital workforce to your advantage, right? And then new jobs and new opportunities will come up. So the people who are the most adaptable will be the ones that can survive this. So that means right now, before this whole wave comes about, we need to start building up our adaptability and our resilience towards change. We have to welcome them. Fear and nervousness is not the right way to counter this. Being open with, you know, like really being open to this and really being able to learn how to learn fast and be adaptable is the way to go.
I know we could have this specific conversation for a long time, but I do want to move to something a bit more pernicious. And I will read from an op-ed that was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. And here's how it opens. An artificial intelligence model did something last month that no machine was ever supposed to do. It rewrote its own code to avoid being shut down. And it goes on to describe OpenAI's, I think it's O3 AI model. And in 79 out of 100 trials, that model independently edited the script so that the shutdown command wouldn't work. Can you maybe explain exactly what happened and if we should be worried that that happened?
Yeah, I mean, again, just with anything, right, that you have really, we have really created something that is getting closer and closer to human intelligence. So the behavior you see here is something that can be done by a human. And so, you know, I've worked in the software industry where we have software that got stolen by an employee that, and then they sold the software to the competitor, for example. So this sort of rogue behavior, if it can happen in the human world, it can happen in the AI world as well. That's why I keep reminding people that we don't see them as a tool. We see them as almost like a replica of human intelligence. So yes, we have to put guardrails around that, because at the end of the day, right now we still have the power to do that. Later on, if the guardrail is not there, yes, some of these incorrect behavior will surface and happen more and more again. But hopefully, when these things happen, it gives us a higher level of awareness to put the guardrail around it. But to your point, there are bad actors out there using AI as well, and they want this kind of stuff to happen, right? So again, you know, I don't really equate AI with, say, atomic bomb. It's not the same. AI can create a lot of good for humanity. But again, you have good actor and bad actor using AI on a day-to-day basis, and you're going to see, even without the things that you mentioned, you're going to see a lot of bad actors using AI to do all kinds of things that you don't want to happen. So we need to have regulations to control that kind of behavior.
Yeah, so this is, you're touching on the thing that is maybe the most important aspect of this, is that it does need guardrails. Should we trust the people who are in charge of all of this, who are implementing the technology, developing it, working on it? Should we trust them to put up the guardrails themselves? Because it seems to me that a lot of people working on artificial intelligence just want to see how far they can push it. They're not really all that concerned with reeling it in to make sure it doesn't get out of control.
Yeah, there are two sort of aspects that I can think of with regard to this question. One is, it comes down to sort of the awareness level or consciousness level of human being, right? If we are low conscious, you know, human being, we're going to start doing a lot of things for other gains, and that causes us to self-destruct. So in a way, it's like, you know, if we don't really raise our awareness as we have things that can free us up, then we are kind of like, you know, creating our own demise. So the rise or the increase of awareness is very important as a society, as a sort of human species. So that's one aspect. But I think at the end of the day, you obviously cannot trust that, right? Because everyone is doing it with certain sort of mindset, certain sort of motive in mind. So that's why you see a lot of people dumping, like, you know, chemicals, whatever, into the ocean. You know, we have got risk for that, but that still happened. Why? Because the motive is not in protecting the environment. So that kind of stuff happens at that level. Same thing is going to happen here. So we need to have, again, really strict law against bad behavior in order to really prevent these kind of, it will still happen and people will get caught and they will get punished, and hopefully that will lower things. But at the end of the day, none of these things is going to become a zero occurrence type of issue until the awareness issue of the human species really raises to a certain level.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I know. So either we get there or we destroy ourselves.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Yeah, and that's why I've heard so much to your point about the guardrails. The term I've read a lot is alignment, AI alignment, that the values of AI are aligned with human values. But I guess it depends on who those humans are.
And what their values are.
And what their values are, yeah.
Yeah, even value within the society is different because we're such a, you know, sort of melting pot. Like everyone has different value. Even within the same family, everyone has different value as well. So really focusing just on that is not enough to sort of mitigate or control the behavior. I think, again, awareness comes into play. But really counting on awareness to reach a certain level at a human scale is very difficult. So we have to rely on regulations and, you know, tough, strict, control to make sure that these things don't happen. So people hopefully will think about their reputations and, you know, other losses that they can incur in order for them to sort of, you know, do things like more correctly. But like I said, even if the companies that provide all these things don't do it, there are bad actors that are using the technology that would want those bad things to happen as well. So it's, again, this is the way we live, like the world we live in, is that you're not going to ever get to a point where you have zero disease, or to me, this is sort of like disease as well. You're always going to have bad things. Hopefully, the bad things is always less than a good thing, and also the bad things can always be controlled.
Founder of Topalo Media and AI expert Boon Chu with us. This is a really interesting conversation, and we appreciate you having it with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.